Welcome to Politico Money's final United Nations special. I'm Ryan Heath. Stay tuned after the show for a message from S&P Global. Today, I'm on the plaza outside the UN's main headquarters tower, standing just around the corner from the balcony of the famous Delegates Lounge, home of plenty of Cold War intrigue and also plenty of Friday night hookups. Folks from all over the world are getting some sun on their coffee breaks, having a cigarette. Yes, smoking is allowed in many outside areas at the UN. And it's amazing who you might bump into.
Hi, myself, Dr. Shiva Madhyarekhan from Pondicherry.
So
I'm Australian.
I'm from India.
Costa Rica.
From Germany.
So I'm French.
From Bangladesh.
I'm from New York.
I'm the Minister of Health and Sanitation for Sierra Leone.
I'm from the United Kingdom, but my charity is in Gambia and West Africa.
From charity workers to elevator operators.
I'm from Jamaica. I live here now and I work as an elevator operator at the UN.
To presidents.
The President of the Republic of Sierra Leone.
People in every country die for preventable reasons.
Yes, there's not many places in the world where people don't.
In every part of the world, some people will die of preventable diseases. However, there is a lot that is going on now to cut that down.
But what about in your country? What are the leading causes there?
How do you stop malaria? Malaria kills, it's preventable.
In Jamaica, they're short of doctors down there. They don't have enough doctors.
Mental health. And that's kind of like the most painful one because it's largely preventable.
Child mortality, women mortality, poverty is the root cause.
Youth suicide. Pondicherry has the highest youth suicide in the world. We are 4 times higher than the national and global average.
For a country that got exposed to Ebola in 2014 to 2016, mm-hmm. That tells you that the people will not have trust in the system.
And what are the solutions, in your opinion?
In a world which is more and more globalized, we need to have a very rational debate on vaccination.
We could have better healthcare here, or more affordable healthcare.
The empowerment of the woman to access healthcare. In fact, you should actually get people to believe that having a baby should not be a position for you to die. It should be one for you to be happy. And that is the very first area of intervention.
So in India, for example, I think the biggest solutions are governmental. You know, for example, or we've got drones which can actually drop in to a zone, into a slum. If you're scared to go there yourself, you know, you can drop in with a drone and leave medicines that can't, you know, usually can't reach those trenches. So for me, the future of medicine is exponential, and the future of healthcare in India is exponential too.
I don't know, I'm here and I say to you, okay, you know what, I like the message he's saying. How can we set this up in Gambia? I would suggest, well, look, why don't we get in touch with education department or university and just hold a TV dialogue, if that makes sense.
I also put these questions to Raj Shah, the president of the Rockefeller Foundation. We sat down in his office on the 22nd floor on Fifth Avenue near the United Nations. I think that was my best line that I came across during the course of this week, where I was hearing someone say, we could put men on the moon 50 years ago, but we still can't save women from needless death in childbirth. And that really puts it into focus that we've got to be able to get our act together.
Well, actually, we can save those women. And we are optimists here at the Rockefeller Foundation, and we believe in the power of science. Today, data science and predictive analytics allow you to buy a pair of shoes before you're even thinking about it on your mobile phone. There's no reason why we can't build a data system that helps a community health worker who might be almost a volunteer employee in a rural part of India know exactly which homes to go to first so that she's reaching the highest risk women and making sure they have the services they need before they give birth so that they can give birth safely. It's very simple stuff, but it's enabled by modern data science, data analytics, and it will save millions of people's lives.
Shah's team announced a $100 million initiative this week that aims to use big data sets, AI, and machine learning to improve public health around the world. Their top goal, save 6 million lives. I spoke to him just ahead of the announcement.
I think we have for years stood for the idea that having the dignity of being able to survive as a child through to adolescence and adulthood, having the ability to give birth anywhere in the world safely, knowing a mother's not going to perish and die in that risky moment, and having the ability to be free from simple diseases that still kill millions of children, is a basic right and the basic dignity we should extend to everyone. We're excited to announce a $100 million initiative, which we call the Precision Public Health Initiative, to save 6 million mothers and children's lives in 10 countries around the world using some advanced data science tools so that the global healthcare workforce can actually reach the most at-risk women and children and save their lives.
That's it for our UN special series. Podcasting is a team effort. Our producer for this series on the ground here in New York City was Jenny Arment. Dave Shore is the executive producer of audio for Politico. And you can subscribe to Politico Money wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for listening.
At S&P Global, we offer essential intelligence so that our customers can make decisions with conviction. But providing essential intelligence requires that we look beyond the balance sheet. To facilitate sustainable, long-term growth, we analyze the environmental, social, and governance performance of companies, countries, and markets. To understand how we provide essential intelligence on sustainability, visit spglobal.com/ESG.